At an event yesterday evening sponsored by local environmental groups and hosted by the Housatonic River Initiative, company Biotech Restorations presented new technologies they've been developing to remove harmful chemicals from contaminated soil. Until the 1970s, General Electric released harmful PCBs into the Housatonic River. PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, are believed to be cancer-causing chemicals that can affect wildlife and people. Chris Young, owner of Biotech Restorations, explains that PCBs cannot be broken down easily in nature.
PCBs don't occur naturally in the environment. DDT does not occur naturally in the environment. So it shouldn't be a far stretch then to understand why nature was ill-prepared to create an organism to deal with something that's not natural in our environment.
Tim Gray, Housatonic Riverkeeper, invited Biotech to the Lenox Town Hall to discuss their work in remediating harmful pesticide residues from soil and hopes that their technology may be used to help remove PCBs from the contaminated floodplain and soil in the Housatonic River watershed. The technology will not prevent the dredging of the Housatonic, but Gray says that if it can be used on site, dredged up sediment could be treated locally instead of being placed in dumps.
We don't need any more dumps. So right there, if we have to dredge it, the first thing we've solved, if it works, is maybe we don't need these dumps anymore. That's a great achievement right there. The second thing is the floodplain is such a beautiful, sensitive area. We're all worried about having to dig out the PCBs out of the floodplain. So if these guys could use this injection technology that you're talking about, and we could go into the floodplain and inject this stuff sensitively, not have to tear it up, but somehow get the factor, the protein, into the soil, you might be able to craft a much more sensitive cleanup that way.
Young explained that PCBs are in a group of man-made chemicals that take away the natural ability of bacteria in soil to break down and digest organic matter. Biotech's factor treatments are designed to give that ability back to the naturally occurring bacteria with specially formulated proteins.
We're giving them a shot. We're restoring a capability that's inherent to those organisms, but it's been taken away from them by these chemical pollutants. So it's a restorative technology. It's completely green and sustainable. It's the best possible way to deal with these toxic legacy sites.
But Biotech's work is not done yet. At the presentation, Young showed bench-scale testing data and talked about their past experience in remediating soil in California, but their technology is untested on PCBs. Young did explain that initial testing would take between 4 and 8 months, and the company also would have to meet all the state and federal regulatory standards. David Charters with the Office of Superfund Remediation and Technology Response at the Environmental Protection Agency in Washington was invited by EPA Region 1 to attend the presentation. He commented on what the EPA needs to see before Biotech can begin testing at the cleanup site between Pittsfield and Woods Pond in Lenox.
If Biotech is forthcoming with a quality assurance project plan, and we will be reviewing that and making suggestions on the information that EPA feels is necessary.
And Chris Young said that Biotech's technology will only be used if the decision makers in the cleanup process decide to go with this company and if the technology can be proven effective.
Really, our best hope is to give the decision makers, GE, the folks at the state and the EPA, the information they need to make the decision of whether or not it's a viable tool. We think it is, and so it's contingent on us to provide the proof that they need to agree with us.
EPA and GE have both indicated that they would like to see an adaptive approach to the cleanup. No plans for the so-called rest of river cleanup have yet been announced. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.